We're now joined by Rogers head coach Charles Roten. 9-1 this year, lost their last game to Clifton, and they have Buffalo in one of the best matchups in the first round throughout the state of Texas against 8-2 Buffalo, 9-1 Rogers. Charles, I know that the loss to Clifton kind of threw things up where seedings went, but you're going to find out pretty quick. You already know if you're pretty good, you're 9-1, but you're going to find out tonight as well, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're a good team. There's no doubt about it. But so is Buffalo. They're a good team. Went 3 or 4 rounds last year. And, you know, Coach Houston over there does an outstanding job. So, like you just said, we're gonna find that out of the gate real quick how good we really are.
You know, you have a loss right at the end of the season. How do you get your team to clear that one quickly? Because ultimately, you know, it doesn't matter because you are where you are right now, and you've got to get these young guys to kind of get that through their head. Is that a tough thing to do?
Well, you know, it's something you worry about, but we address it pretty quick on Saturday. Like I told the kids on Saturday, I said, listen, guys, I said, if we'd have lost the first game against Academy, we'd have been mad for about a week, and then we'd have got over it, and we'd have won 9 in a row, and we'd be celebrating like crazy in here. Just so happens we won 9 in a row and lost the last one. 9-1 is 9-1. So, you know, I just told them that I was proud of the season they've had so far and that we are a good team. No matter when you lose that game, you're a really good team. So we got to move on from that and get ready for a really good Buffalo team.
They average 42 a game, give up 23. You average 45 a game, give up 20. Pretty much the same type of – I know that they run the ball pretty well, and I know what you guys have done as well. What tonight, maybe, you know, turnovers, all that, but what are maybe one or two things, X's and O's, Charles, you must do well?
Well, we're going to have to stop them. We feel like we're going to stop them running the ball. They're going to do a good job. Coach Houston's a bright offensive mind. He really is. He's going to have some things for us that we're probably not ready for, and we're going to have to make some adjustments. But, you know, at the end of the day, week to week, defensively, we preach stopping the run and running the ball on offense. So we feel like if we can do those two things, that we're gonna give ourselves a good chance to win this game.
You had, and you and I discussed this earlier, you've got a decision to make on whether or not your quarterback starts or even plays tonight. Is that a game-time decision? Is that something that you kind of feel like you know you just need to kind of see how things go during warm-ups?
Yeah, it is. It actually is a game-time decision, that old coach speak, but it really is. He says, has made some great progress this week. He's not going to start Riley Dalginer, our sophomore backup. He's going to start, and we're just going to get Heath out there pregame and just see how he looks, and we'll just kind of go from there. But, yeah, we got Riley ready to play. He's gotten every rep this week. So, you know, obviously he's a senior, and if he's able to go and we need him, then we have that option. But we'll just got to kind of see when we get out there during the pregame.
Charles, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
Good luck. That's Charles Roten from Rogers with Paul Catalina. I'm David.